The House Energy Resources Committee also took up the issue of wind facility decommissioning and whether landowner rights are adequately protected. The legislators' concerns are that we're going to see a rapid increase in the number of decommissioning wind facilities in Texas in the coming years. And there's really no comprehensive set of guidelines for landowners or wind facility owners to follow that set out the duties and the obligations for adequately decommissioning wind facilities. And one thing that was interesting is that some of the recommendations were not necessarily legislative recommendations, but they were more had to do with just the private contracting in lease agreements. So the recommendations for lease agreements that were made were to put the cleanup details in the lease agreement at the forefront, including the timing of the cleanup and the details of what would be done. They really stressed giving landowners flexibility in having options of how the cleanup occurs. For instance, having provisions related to the removal of some of the tangential infrastructure like roads and electric distribution lines. They also want to ensure that the cleanup is funded, and that would be done through a removal bond that is funded at the beginning and then is periodically revised to ensure that the fund would still adequately cover the cost of cleanup.